This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't dropped the ball, but it's about 2 weeks ago I launched the contest, $200,000 in prizes, to go out with the shirts that say CNN is ISIS. Make your own shirts, buy our shirts. Just expose mainstream media as a fraud. And we've gotten a bunch of videos in, but the staff's so limited, we're having to plow through those to get the guests on and to cover those issues. But soon we're going to really be paying out those prizes. I've already paid out a few. You know, the guy that caught CNN doing fake newscast to cover up for the Muslim attack in Manchester and London Bridge. We've done that. But we're about to really start having those guests on, playing those clips, just like we did with the Bill Clinton's a rapist contest. But I see what you're doing. It's awesome. It's amazing. I don't do a lot of contests because we bite off more than we can chew. It really explodes in a successful way. It just then it ties down our crew to even be able to deal with it all. But that ball is really starting to roll, so we want to really commend all of you out there. Great job. Believe me, we're seeing what you're doing, but we're pinned down just like you, overwhelmed. We're trying as hard as we can. Jack Posobiec joining us coming up here in a second, but first I want to play this clip. Trump talks about the tapes of the Comey investigation, says you're going to be very disappointed. Trump says he would be 100% testifying under oath, denies Comey claims on Flynn and loyalty. Trump's smart. He wants to get in there before Congress and tear the hell out of them. Instead, they want to bring in Comey and other enemies. But despite the fact that they brought Comey in, he fell flat on his face. That's why they want to have him back again. Here's the clip of Trump.
Who would like to ask? Should I take one of the killer networks that treat me so badly as fake news?
Standing room, Mr. President.
Go
ahead, John.
Thank you.
Be fair, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you used to be before I ran? Such a nice man.
Always fair. Mr. President, I want to get back to James Comey's testimony. You suggested he didn't tell the truth in everything he said. He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let...
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%. I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, Jim.
Now, let's go ahead and play, because notice they didn't say in that press conference the day after Comey, oh, Comey said you never ordered him to. They just acted like Trump had said that. Here is the clip from Thursday.
Rush Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
Director, when the president requested that you, and I quote, let Flynn go, General Flynn had an unreported contact with the Russians, which is an offense.
All right, it goes on from there. But we're going to play more clips because Jack Posobiec's coming on. And the New York Times said this never happened. This is all fake. couple months ago, last Thursday, it never happened. The New York Times, owned by the kingpin of Mexico, Carlos Slim, says it never happened. And, of course, Obama said you never built your business and that Obamacare was free. We'll be back.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
We've got it done.
The Dirtman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
For about a year and a half, leading one of the biggest grassroots organizations for Trump, doing a great job as a journalist and reporter, often retweeted by the president and others, and under massive demonization. But that's the great part about being teleprompter free, is sometimes in the brain, you're not reading off a teleprompter, you butcher names. So Jack Posobiec is our guest, citizensfortrump.com, therebel.media. He's a writer, filmmaker, recovering political operative. 2016, Jack was the special projects director for Citizens for Trump, the largest Trump grassroots organization in the U.S. Originally from Philadelphia area, Jack has worked for four presidential campaigns as well as numerous candidates for Senate, Congress, and governor. He is also a veteran of the U.S. Navy and multiple deployments overseas. He is fluent in Mandarin Chinese. In his spare time, Jack is a science fiction and it goes on theater patron and proud member of the Slav Right. And he joins us, Jack Posobiec. Again, I'm like, I know
thanks,
Jack.
You got my whole life story there. I appreciate that.
You bet. I feel like I know you for a year and a half, but I'm always reading your name, so I'm sorry. You know, though, I'm famous for butchering names, so please forgive me.
No, it's okay. I understand. It's got that weird double letter thing at the end.
Dude, I can barely read my last name sometimes. Now let's get serious, though, here.
Yes.
You know, I snuck into Bohemian Grove 17 years ago. They said it wasn't real and it was fake footage. Now, this month, you know, the new episode, kickoff of the season for House of Cards, admits Bohemian Grove. So the point is, we're not fake news, we're real news. And I want to dive into what I covered in the last hour for new listeners that tuned in, but get your take on it. How do you crystallize the magnitude of your story in the New York Times yesterday, because I'm demonizing it as well, so are others, Mike Cernovich, because it's cut and dry. They had these hearings, two hearings where he said Trump or no one else ever asked him to stop the investigation. The media ignores that, but they go further. They then say that you made up a tweet quote that we have the damn video of the congressional hearing of. This is next level BS. In what world are they operating, Jack Posobiec?
Yeah, they're actually becoming the thing that they hate. They're projecting their version of, you know, they call it alternative reality, alternative facts. They're actually creating fake news. They're calling me a conspiracy theorist. You know, I looked up the definition of the word conspiracy. That's talking about, you know, covert agencies and influence. I quoted the director of the FBI under oath. I quoted his testimony. This is not a conspiracy, but now we're living in a world where to the New York Times, to CNN, to many of these globalist-tied organizations, we know about the Washington Post ties to the CIA, we know about New York Times ties to Carlos Slim, the billionaire from Mexico. They're living in a world where facts just don't matter.
That's right. If you just joined us and you're a radio or TV listener, or if you were already on the last hour, like, yeah, we know they lie. We got to prove this to people that don't understand it. And this is one of the most blaring cases. They say a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet and a runaway story. And then they say, oh, Posobiec put out a fake tweet, and then Limbaugh picked it up. Oh, my God, it was a top story last week that Comey said nobody ever tried to influence him. And they don't tell you to the end of the story that there is a video and that it was a month ago, which doesn't make it deceptive. It doesn't matter. You were being very clear that he's already testified to that and that he said 2 months before from a memo that he put out that Trump had tried to influence him. So he's lying one way or the other. This is such an important clip. So what do you think happened, Jack?
You know, it's Orwellian in the sense that the lies of today don't match up to the lies of tomorrow. And I'm not even creating anything here. I'm really just pointing out to them that your narrative today does not match the narrative of 1 month prior, the testimony that was given under oath by James Comey. All we're doing is putting it up. And that's what we're doing here. And the New York Times realizes this, Alex. That's why he's attacking me. That's why people like Media Matters and David Brock are attacking us so much. Because we are destroying their programming. We're breaking the conditioning. We're taking down their narrative with facts, with figures, with video, with clips, because we have new media, we have platforms like Infowars.com, we have the ability to hold their feet to the fire, and as the New York Times reports, this actually made it to President Trump's desk himself. They actually said Melania was the one that brought it to him, which I think is amazing, so I'm glad to be read by the First Lady.
Absolutely, and let's expand on this. I'm going to read part of this quote. I'm going to play the clip, because they say, this is fake, this is not real. Posobiec was mad. He made this up. You can read the article, folks. New York Times, titled A Pro-Trump Conspiracy Theorist. And it says, Comey, not my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something without an appropriate purpose. And he goes on. So they say this is made up by Jack Posobiec. They say this. And then they go, Alex Jones and put it out, and everybody else put it out, and we're all so evil. We're just these horrible demons. Here is the clip of what they say doesn't exist. Here it is.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
Not happened in my experience, Jack Posobiec.
What? Says it twice. Don't happen in my experience. He makes no qualifiers about it being about one specific official or another. He doesn't say, a Lynch. He doesn't say Trump. He doesn't say Obama. He says, not happened in my experience, with no qualifiers whatsoever. And then, of course, compounded on the fact, and I mentioned this to New York Times in my interview, they didn't report it, but I said, you know, wouldn't what Loretta, when he testified that Loretta Lynch later put pressure on him to take back the investigation talk of Hillary Clinton, to downplay it, call it a matter instead of an investigation. I guess he works for the Federal Bureau of Matters now. Wouldn't that also constitute something pushing back, trying to stop an investigation by Loretta Lynch? So either way, the guy's testimony does not match his previous testimony. That's all I'm saying. But they said I made it up.
And we were all conspiracy theorists when we thought Comey was the main leaker. Trump said that. And now we know Comey was a leaker. They know Trump knows, so he's just covering his butt by bringing this out. Now, let's play another clip, though, because you watch CNN, you watch MSNBC, you watch ABC, NBC. They're still saying, Comey says that you told him to shut down the investigation. The truth is, Comey had to admit that's not what happened, but everyone is ignoring this clip and others from Thursday's hearing, which, again, they're trying to say is fake news. But here is C-SPAN. Here is Senator Burr talking to Comey.
Rush Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
All right, that's enough. And I have two other clips during the hearing, the same thing. Now, if you're a radio listener, you're going, wait a minute, I saw CNN today. They said that happened. I just played a clip at the start of the hour. If folks weren't tuned in, where they're asking Trump questions, and they're saying, you ordered them to stop investigating Flynn. And Trump goes, no, that's a lie, not true. man, you're a big liar. The tapes are coming out. You're not going to be very happy. You're going to be disappointed. Let me ask Jack Posobiec this question, political analyst, smart guy. They've tripled down on lies. Is there a method of the madness? Is this desperation? What do you expect to come?
Alex, what they're trying to do is keep a grip, whatever way they can, on the left, the few people that are still reading the New York Times, that are still looking to them for truth. They realize that their credibility is shot. It was shot at the end of the last election when they said Hillary Clinton, 85% chance to win.
No, I agree. They have nothing to lose except their own Kool-Aid-drinking cult, so now they're just purely speaking to the cult.
They're purely speaking to the cult. Everyone else that's woken up to this, everyone else that understands the programming, understands, it's like They Live and you've got the glasses on, right? So everybody knows that what they're telling you is not true, but they've got to come up with some way to keep it going, to keep the cognitive dissonance, their conditioning going for the people that have been listening to them. But that number is dwindling and dwindling every day. You know, it's funny. I actually was trying to find a copy of the New York Times today. I said, hey, I'm in the New York Times. I want to find a copy. Alex, I couldn't find it at any of the stores around where I live because they don't carry it anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, they're dead. It's over. They claim, oh, our subscriptions are up. Well, of course, for the election. We had three times the listeners during the election. They go, oh, you're going down. No, we were going up, hit a new peak. Now we're at a new plateau, but our audience is biggest ever. In the aggregate, they are going straight down. They are bankrupt. They are propped up by a kingpin, Jack Posobiec, straight ahead.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid. When you go camping, contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Jack Kasub is with us a little bit in the next segment. Then I want to get Mike Cernovich on because he's demonized this article, too. And I want to be clear. We're not talking about this because we're in an article. I'm in, let's not exaggerate, 50 articles a day I know of, you know, all over TV, all over everywhere, lying about me, taking stuff out of context. It's just so crazy now that you see these headlines every day that are just totally false. I mean, I see so many now, makes my head spin. And Jack Posobiec, author, researcher, political operative, patriot, is our guest. I want to talk some about your book at the start of the next segment that I didn't know just came out today. In fact, I want to carry your book. I know your books are great at InfoWarsStore.com. But you'll tell us about your book at the start of the next segment. But just, I don't want to be overconfident. I agree the globalists are crazy. I agree they're out of control. I agree they're starting to lose, but they've got so much bravado, and they keep doubling down. They ran their scam during the election saying it was 15 points behind in polls. We knew the scientific polls showed that Trump was really ahead. I said that over and over again. We saw the truth on election day. We know they had fake polls. We know they had fake questions being given out to Hillary before the whole situation with the debates. We know that as informed people that are actually have a pulse and have IQs above room temperature. But now, it's not like a campaign. It just goes on and on and on. And conservatives and libertarians aren't used to just fighting 24-7. We have jobs. So I'm not being negative. I'm just saying the wall of lies, even though Trump's delivering on the economy and doing so many great things, is affecting some people, and the globalists are just doubling down. So where do you see this going?
You know, Alex, that's exactly right. And what you're seeing is they're very much on the defensive because they know that their sources of information aren't the only monopoly. They don't have the dictatorship of the narrative anymore. We control the narrative just as much as them. We can put out news on our platforms. And every time somebody goes, who's a New York Times reader or a CNN reader, every time they go onto social media, every time they tune into InfoWars.com, that's someone that's converted. That's someone that's lost on their side. So where this is going is, instead of trying to say, hey, we should put the brakes on this and actually get back to journalistic integrity, researching stories, interviewing people, what they've decided to do is instead turn it into tribalism and run psyops against our side, psyops on their side, to tell them these people are against you, these people are trying to lie to you, and foment that hatred and anger against them. It's definitely unchristian, to say at the least, and what they're doing is they're making things worse, they're creating more friction. That's what's leading to the Antifa fights we're seeing in the streets, because those people, they're on the leading edge of this sine curve because they're seeing the violence that's pushed by this type of hatred, that's pushed by this type of demonization, the way they're demonizing you, the way they're demonizing me, the way they're demonizing President Trump. And it's very, very dangerous, I have to say.
And it only makes us bigger. But the message of the average person is, oppose us, we will destroy you. So they're targeting the weak-minded, they're targeting folks on the fence. I saw Antifa demonstrations all over the country this weekend, but our own crew was down there for like 6 hours. So I guess 6 hours times three is like, I can't watch it all. They are foaming at the mouth. They are horrible people compared to the folks protesting Sharia law. That's like protesting Nazism. Great looking white, black, Hispanic, Asian protesting Sharia law. A bunch of goons in black with machine guns beating up people with clubs. not getting in trouble, screaming, yelling, cussing. And when they'd hit a family or a kid in the head, the cops would just come over and stop them. And they would scream, oh, racist police. And I'm not kissing the police's butt, but the police are angels compared to this. And this is all Soros-funded. I mean, I just cannot believe that they are such horrible, horrible, horrible people, you know, in what they do. And they can't ever debate. They can't talk. They just, they're totally tribal. They just scream, F you, F America, up with Islam. And they're so-called liberals. The feminists are there putting hijabs on.
Yeah, Alex, and it's great that you mentioned, I caught earlier that you were talking about what's going on in Eastern Europe. I'm actually planning a trip there very soon. I want to hit Poland, I want to hit Romania, maybe even Belarus, to talk about how George Soros is pushing these through subversive movements like Antifa, as well as propaganda campaigns in the news media over there against them. He was able to get the Maidan revolution started in Ukraine that turned it into the war zone it is today. He wants to push that across Eastern Europe. He wants to push Poland in. It's all about migrants. It's all about tearing this apart and delegitimizing governments.
That's what he admits he wants to end European cultures, and then a few Eastern countries that defeated Islam in 100 wars, literally, say, we're not part of this. Soros has taken over. He's the enemy. And then he declares, I'm going to overthrow you.
Yeah, exactly. When Antifa was created back in the 20s by Leon Trotsky, believe it or not, they were the arm of the Communist Party that was supposed to go into countries before communism to destabilize the government, delegitimize the government, so the communists could then come in and say, hey, we can deal with these guys for you. Just come listen to us.
Jack Posobiec. Again, we've shown a little bit of the footage for TV viewers. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show to see it. But tomorrow I'll have a compilation because there's just hours and hours. The most vicious, hateful people with clubs, beating police. The police do nothing. They are just attacking families. They are screaming and yelling and spitting and throwing bags of piss on people. They are like wearing Muslim helmets with crescent moon flags, with communist flags. I mean, who could make this up? Why don't they go back to the collapsed Islamic countries? Why don't they go to North Korea? I mean, what is their problem?
You know, what it is, Alex, is they can't stand to live in a country that has freedom like the United States. They can't debate their ideas, you know, peacefully. They don't have any thoughts because it's all emotion with them. It's all drummed up hatred. It's all programmed.
They're just pissed they're losers. They're just pissed they're losers.
Yeah, these are all losers in life. You don't see people that going from, like, you know, the 9-to-5 job with a family of a couple of kids going out into the streets and doing this stuff. It's all life losers that get pushed into these fringe movements.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I didn't feel powerful seeing how weak our enemy was. I felt as a human pathetic. I mean, these people are the most pathetic, worm-like creatures I've ever seen.
Exactly. And you've got people on the other side like George Soros, like Hillary Clinton, David Barack, Barack Obama, that are utilizing them, exploiting these kids to further their globalistic tendencies, to further their totalitarian dreams on the United States and across the world. And so a part of me wants to say, you know, people like that, I wish we could take care of them. I wish we could help them. But they're so far gone that you've just got to have, honestly, the police to come in and at least calm everything down.
That's right. Folks that haven't seen these videos, I mean, they all look like they've had lobotomy. They're like Bozo the Clown mental patients. But I'm sorry, I can't go to these, because if I see some dude that's 300 pounds hit a woman with a club, I'm going to stomp his guts out. I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, but even if I say that, I'm going to beat your ass. So I can't even go to these events. And then I see the police putting up with it. It is sickening. I saw Lauren Southern in the video being hit and piss thrown on her, and nothing's done. I mean, what is going on here?
Yeah, believe it or not, when I was at Guantanamo Bay, when I was stationed down there, throwing urine on people, that's what the Al-Qaeda detainees used to do. They'd mix these little cups up with blood and urine, whatever they could find, and then when you came by and they didn't like it, they'd throw it at you. They used to call it splashing. So now we're seeing Antifa literally using Al-Qaeda tactics in the streets.
Well, I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, because, I mean, I've gone out and battled the communists, and it's all on tape, and I've battled the Mecha people. I mean, I just can't handle it. I mean, I see some guy beating a woman with a kid over the head with a club. I'm going to beat the living hell out of him.
Lines, you know, you can't cross, you know, man.
Absolutely. We're beating them intellectually, but it makes me sick. And I'm not for a police state, but the cops should have beat them to a pulp with their clubs.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Freedom. I want an open, free society in the West is what's always done that. And I see folks trying to promote communism and radical Islam and Orthodox Islam, and I see the Muslim population at 1.5 billion, about to go to 3 billion in the next 30 years or less. And I see the left allied with it. And I see Trump trying to bring jobs back and trying to bring prosperity back and all the lies about Trump. Mike Cernovich is coming up here in just a few minutes. Jack Posobiec, I want to get some closing comments for him and invite him back on a regular basis. I'd like to invite him. I know he's a correspondent for a lot of great groups out there. CitizensForTrump.com, TheRebel.media does an amazing job, have their host on almost every day. But I'd like to encourage you, if you want to do reports for us or file anything when you're in Eastern Europe, I would love to have you on, Jack, so don't be shy. Folks can follow you on Twitter at JackPosobiec.com. But just briefly, closing comments, and tell us about your new book.
Well, you know, Alex, I'm actually down here in Monticello. I'm visiting Thomas Jefferson's homestead. And a lot of people know this. Thomas Jefferson was an early info warrior. He said that he has committed himself to any tyranny over the minds of men. Isn't that exactly what
he said? I swear on the altar of God, resistance to any form of tyranny over the mind of men. Yes, sir. In fact, I thought that looked very Virginian where you're at.
It is. I'm actually right just sort of at the foothill of where Monticello is. It's right behind me. So we were just visiting there today. It's beautiful. If people haven't been there, you've got to see it. This is God's country, truly.
It is gorgeous. So just State of the Union. They hate you almost as much as they hate me. That's a badge of honor. Why do they hate Jack Posobiec so much? And tell us about your book.
Yeah, I think they hate Jack Posobiec so much because I tell the truth because I'm out there and I organize. So the book, I've actually got a copy of it right here. Citizens for Trump. And what it is so many people write books about Donald Trump. This isn't a book about Donald Trump. This is a book about the movement of people that coalesce together to support him to take back our country. It's an inside look. And Alex, you were in there, my friend. You were in there at the historic rally we held at the RNC. Your speech, Roger Stone's speech, Mike Cernovich came down. All of us are in there because it took so many parts. InfoWars was a huge part of that. And this also goes through, tells them behind-the-scenes stories, tells some of the organizing stories that I did, stuff like MAGA 3X, Stop the Steal, all the things that we did across the country.
And by the way, that's critical, Jack, as you know, because whether Trump's for real or not, which clearly he is, whether he wins or fails, he wins by taking action in the arena. We built the multicultural pro-America coalition, that rally we had with thousands of people at it. Half the crowd wasn't white. That freaks out CNN that it was black and Hispanic and white and Asian Americans wanting freedom, not wanting to live in North Korea. That is revolutionary. That's what scares them.
Exactly. And the fact we didn't charge a single cent for admission to that. It was open to the public. Everyone could come. We only asked that nobody had any violence. And people don't remember what it was like last summer, just about a year ago. The violence of Antifa.
We were battling communists all over the city, but thank God they didn't show up at that because they're such cowards. They always pick on little groups.
And we had the Bikers for Trump came out all day. They volunteered. They stood out in the hot sun. They protected me. They protected you. They protected all of us so we could be out there. We even had the LGBT for Trump standing right up, giant rainbow flag. Milo came out and spoke, and it was amazing. And so starting with that, it goes through and shows how this movement built and grew, turned into forms and chapters across the country, how we ran that, and how we used that and utilized that to build these organizations that were living, as opposed to the two-party duopoly that, you know, Roger Stone talks about all the time, that has for so long sought to control our system. The people rose up, we formed up, we created a movement, we created an army, really, and that's what this book is about.
That's right. Let's be clear. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, the point is he's bringing the change we need to a controlled paradigm that's stagnant and rotting. I think it's beautiful, but for folks out there that want to live in a paradigm of being controlled and absolutely being servile, that's what's brought us to this point, and the corrupt elites we know are out of control hate Trump. Jack Posobiec, thank you so much for joining us.
So great to be here, Alex. Happy to come back.
Thank you. Oh, we're going to get Mike Cernovich on the line because, I got to get him on about all this news. Trump's come out and said fake news media doesn't cover great economic news. Economics is the most base, absolute, confirmed form of reality. It's, do you have food? Do you have water? Do you have a job? Do you have the supplies you need? And free market delivers about 100 times on average or more better than communism. And the only problem is it creates such wealth that it creates giant armies of decadent people who then bitch and complain because they're not, Hollywood stars or whatever. But the truth is, when it comes to resources and innovation, free market is the best thing the planet's ever seen. Look, that's like stating 2 plus 2 equals 4. You know that. That's why you're listening to this broadcast. You're the brain trust of America, of every race, color, and creed. All humans. I don't believe in race. It's red blood. It's wanting freedom. We're coming together. And we know that the left, defending Sharia law and cutting women's genitals off and putting hoods over their heads and throwing gays off buildings, is not compatible with America. That's Sharia law. So we go out and we protest it, and all over the country they come out and attack us. Because they're bullies. Because they're scum. But you look at who's out there. It's not even really the Muslims. They were like 10% protesting. It is the most brain-damaged-looking, lobotomized-looking, whacked-out, stick-your-finger-in-the-electric-socket nutballs. And you got to ask yourself, what is this? Well, this is the scum of the earth that are all on welfare, who want to get an extra George Soros check for $500 to go out and beat somebody up. These are the wannabe tough guys that want to go out and look at people that actually live their lives and work. And then demonize them. Mike Cernovich joins us at the end of this segment and for the next. And we've also got a clip coming up dealing with the fact that House of Cards is now giving InfoWars a hat tip. Mike Cernovich, what do you make of the current state, the Comey hearing we saw Thursday, and the article about you, myself, and Posobiec saying that nobody in any hearing ever said that Trump didn't say, hey, don't stop the investigation? I mean, Comey admits that Trump never said stop it, but the news is saying we're liars for publishing the video.
Yeah, a lot of people, too, want to know, where are those Comey memos, and why is that Columbia University professor in hiding? Where is he? Where are the memos? I've heard from people who are saying that they're having difficulty locating these alleged memos that Comey had. Now, Comey, as you know, claimed that right after his meetings with Trump, he would go outside and type up a memo on an FBI laptop, and he should have handed that in. And they should have that. So I'm hearing that
that's obstruction on record. Exactly. The word is it's all fake memos. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what people are saying. Where are the memos? So if he has these alleged memos, people would love to see them. And people want to know why he doesn't have memos of Loretta Lynch and these other meetings that he had with people where they were actually telling him to obstruct justice. So there's a lot going on there. What I noticed today, though, is the media narrative has, they're literally saying, do not think about Comey anymore. There have been multiple articles today saying, forget about Comey, we need to talk about Russia again. That's how much of a debacle that hearing was.
And we said that on Thursday and Friday. Clearly, if you watched it, it was a train wreck, epic disaster. But media for a day tried to say, oh, big victory. Oh, you know, spinning different points. But as you said, by Friday and Saturday, they want to move off of that because it was a spectacular defeat. Give us a breakdown of that defeat.
Yeah, so everybody thought they were so hyped that the bars in D.C. were actually opening and serving alcohol at 10:30 in the morning, and people were ready. They thought this was a Super Bowl for the left and that Comey was going to say that Trump was under investigation, that Trump obstructed justice, that Trump told Comey that he couldn't investigate certain people.
This was supposed to be Trump's Waterloo, so instead the media wants to pretend that everything they thought was not true.
Exactly. So not only did they not get any victory, but we found out that, one, Trump was never under investigation personally, and interesting how that was never leaked to the media, even though you and I had said from the beginning, because of a real news.
You said it was coming.
Exactly. We've always known.
I can't believe how right we are, actually, Cernovich. I can't believe how right you are. It's amazing being associated with such people like you. That's the best part of this fight, is I get to know the great people like Cernovich and Paul Watson and Posobiec. I mean, it is, and the crew out here, and you. I mean, this is awesome. We're the people that aren't in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap, even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
All right, final segment. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Mike Cernovich is our guest. Before we go any further, we are listener supported. I'm not going to belabor this. We bring in the best supplements, the best fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue with colloidal silver and iodine, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the great pro-gun T-shirts and InfoWars shirts to meet like-minded people and promote freedom. If you believe in what we're doing, we need your hopes, your prayers, and your financial support. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We also got one of the top organic makers of personal care products like shampoo, body wash, mouthwash, sunscreen that's all natural and healthy, and bug spray that's all natural and healthy. At Embrace Essentials, that's at Infowarsstore.com as well. 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip. 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip, 20% off retail, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. But the biggest thing you can do is spread the word about the broadcast, spread our articles, our videos, and also financially support us getting great products you and your family need. It all starts at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Mike Cernovich, let me give you the floor here for a few minutes, and I've got one more item I want to hit. Other points you want to make, and what is the state of the union for the awakening right now. I see Trump winning.
Well, the State of the Union is amazing. It's the greatest time in the world in my whole time to be alive, because never have more people been paying attention to the world. Think about this. The statistic, I think I retweeted the article on Twitter. More people were watching James Comey hearing than the NFL, right? Think about that. We haven't had more people actually paying attention since maybe the first Gulf War, when we had the first time the airstrikes were published. And
so
everything.
Now politics are interesting because people know there's a real fight. It's not all staged. I was even watching a CNN focus group, and everybody on it said it made Trump look better at the Comey interview, and CNN looked so pissed.
Well, and that was also that New York Times article where it was completely fake news, and they defamed a good friend of mine, Jack Posobiec, and claimed that he made up something which was a complete fabrication. But they always talk about how many views we're getting now. They're mad now that Jack Posobiec can do a video of a citizen journalist, a new up-and-coming star like Jack, can do a Periscope. More people are tuning into Posobiec, Cernovich, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Stephen Molyneux, Lauren Southern, I mean, you name it. There's like a talent explosion right now. So every day there's a new guy. He posts a new Trump. He's the one who actually found those Reza Aslan tweets. And really, we put the pressure on him and been going. So he's like rookie of the year. So when I look around, I've never in my life seen more patriots paying attention. And I have never seen a deeper talent pool, which is
and
why
you
want
to panics them is because. You can be a college student and start a Twitter account and make points. You'll have more followers and more retweets than Anderson Cooper in a month. That's why they're panicking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also, a lot of people, the big old money conservative people, have reached out to me. And as you know, I've never taken outside money. I don't believe in anything. But they've said, they go, I'm tired of this, Cernovich. And I go, what's wrong? And they go, why is it that my people, that I pay tens of millions of dollars in these super PACs, why can't they get people to show up to a rally? Why can't they get people to show up to a flash mob? Why can't they do what you guys are just doing every day? And I go, well, I think you're getting ripped off, but if you think you're going to control me with money, I don't even want it. I've turned down more money than most people because I don't want them to try to control me with the globalist publishers.
Sure, absolutely. I've been offered, $500 million, but more and more realize it's not even a payoff. They actually want to win. And so who knows? We may make some big announcements very, very soon, but there's a lot of big stuff going on.
Well, and that's exactly right, because I told them
Trump has made it safe for people in the system. This isn't a sellout, folks. If we take over and restore the country, you're going to see power brokers that didn't like what was happening joining us. That's not a sellout. That's victory. Get ready to take over. Get ready to restore the republic. Get ready to win.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, because I told them, I go, look, if you think that I'm going to be another neocon and you're just going to buy me off and I'm going to shill for wars in the Middle East, you understand? They go, no, they go, you don't get it. They go, we're tired of giving our money to losers who all they can do is maybe run some stupid ad or, they call
it's existential. They know there's a war on free market that's the best system. They realize it's a threat to even the power structure. We have to defeat this cancer of Sharia law and the left and Soros, and everybody's sick of him.
And they're also seeing the terrorism happening in Europe, and they're telling me now that we thought that we could just be rich and import slave labor, but we realize now that we'll have terrorism in America. And right now there was a Molotov cocktail in Paris.
It's like Peter Thiel said, the tide is going out on globalism. It's cancer. He was against it 20 years ago. Other globalists are against it now because they realize it's bad. We just need to go with human freedom. Go with free market. Stop it.
Yeah, and nobody's being safe, and then they're also very sick by the next generation, like Alex Soros is posting, spear cooking pictures, and he's revealing all the occult stuff that they do that you're not supposed to talk about. So now when we say that Alex Soros is a spear cooker, well, we can show pictures where there's a woman laying down on a board like a corpse effigy kind of thing, and they're performing their pictures. They post that to the social media. People go, why do you call Soros a Luciferian? And I go, well, because I can show you pictures of Alex Soros at a spirit cooking party. What more evidence do you need?
No, you're right. And they can't help it. It's lesser magic. They've got to throw it in our face. And the sickening photo that I saw James Woods put out of Alex Soros meeting with Schumer. I mean, it's just disgusting. We're ruled by turds like this.
Well, and it's changing, too. I mean, the CNN is ISIS contest, there, I didn't expect somebody, you were right, like when we talked about it, I thought a few people would do it, but right when I told you that night, you wanted to draft that night to get it out there because there's so many entries now, I can't even keep track of them.
We've got 200, and I've got like a limited crew, so trust me, people are going to get on, awards are going to happen. It's like trying to eat an elephant. Exactly. You know, it's funny you mentioned devil worship. You didn't even know this. You didn't even know this. That's what's amazing about our guest right now. I wanted to play a clip from the new kickoff of the new season of House of Cards that shows Bohemian Grove that 17 years ago infiltrated, where they do mock human sacrifice. And you bring it up without me even telling you it was coming up. Let's play the first minute or two of the new House of Cards season kickoff. Here it is. Shows the big owl. They say it's a crow. They do the mock human sacrifice. Put all their cares, their bad karma onto something else. It's black magic. How do you do evil and get away with it not coming back on you? That's what this is. Here it is. So if you're a radio listener, men in torches, red robes, come before a giant owl or crow to burn the effigy of a child, to put their Faustian evil onto the child.
Elysium, we honor thee.
We honor thee. We honor thee. We honor thee.
No mortal flame can destroy common woe. Just one fire can conquer. Fire that burns in the fields of Elysium.
Hail, brothers!
They've never seen the fields of Elysium.
Brothers many, make brothers one. Hail fellowship. Hail crow in his verdant kingdom. Come in woe be done.
Hail brother. Come in woe be done. Set us free. Set us free. Set us free.
They burn the effigy of the child.
Set us free. Set us free.
But then Underwood says, oh, presidents can't go. Presidents go to this. I'm not blaming everybody that goes. It's just an entrance way to this.
Yeah. Look around. Some of the most powerful men in the world are gathered in this clearing. Members of one of our country's most exclusive clubs. Invitation only, unless, of course, you invite yourself. They gather here to seek God between the branches of these magnificent trees. They eat together, they kiss next to each other, and they carve up the world like a Sunday roast. This is where the real power is. No women or presidents allowed. The former I am not, the latter I will be again. Because I have managed to reduce a national election down to one state. And while these men here can't swing the votes of an entire nation, one measly state, well, that they can.
All right, Mr. Cernovich, I just wanted to show that because they claimed it was fake when I first videotaped it. Now they admit it. This just shows how it's all coming out. Final comments.
Yeah, the awakening is happening. We are living in like a time of the revival. We've never had more people paying more attention. It really goes to show the New York Times, they try to knock us down every time, and it doesn't really work. More money is coming in to these Soros website, these Soros companies. But the Patriots, as long as they won't themselves be silenced and share the good news of the truth with their friends, family, neighbors, with the internet and everything, but we're growing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And Alex,
we've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year. And now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com. Yeah.